In this episode of The Social Agent Secrets, we talk about how you could build trust with your dream clients before you ever even meet them.
Social Agent Secrets.
So the big question is this. With all the new technology like big data, AI, and automation disrupting the real estate industry, how are real estate agents and entrepreneurs like you and I supposed to survive, evolve, and thrive in the future of real estate sales? How do real estate entrepreneurs like us, who are spending money out of our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our expertise and services and things that we believe in out to our ideal clients? How do we use digital marketing to gain their trust and turn them into actual clients? Those are the questions, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Fee, and welcome to Social Agent Secrets. You get to decide exactly who you want to work with, and then you get to serve them by providing valuable information through education to compel them to do business with you and reach out to you and want to work with you before you've ever even met them by leveraging the digital you and video. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Danny Fee here, Keller Williams Realty Las Vegas, the Las Vegas real estate agent, Three Keys Real Estate Network. We're just talking today about building trust with your dream clients before you ever even meet them. And the reason that this topic is so important is because there's more and more agents that are starting to adopt this strategy. And it is, in my opinion, the most powerful strategy out there to start using. And it's the ones who are overcoming their fears of publishing every day or consistently, the ones who are overcoming their fears of creating video with themselves in it by just picking up their phone and pressing the record button and speaking to their dream client, speaking to the person that they've chosen who they want to serve and help, the exact ideal client they have in mind. They're speaking to them through video, through audio, by posting pictures that are relevant to what those type of ideal clients and that dream client might be looking for on whatever subject of real estate you're going after. Whether it's you want to just go after listings, whether it's a particular neighborhood that you're going to be consistently posting about, whether it's which would be a farm area, and now you're just using digital strategies to farm. We'll be talking about that. Whether it's, you know, whatever niche you want to go after, expireds, FSBOs, luxury. If you want to stay in, you know, a certain price range and a certain area of town, like you become the digital president or the digital mayor of that part of town, you're talking about all the small businesses and interviewing the small business owners, restaurant owners, boutique owners in that area, and really becoming someone who is creating content and actually providing value through education. And let me tell you about why this isn't so important. And if you're not adopting these strategies, you're going to be missing the boat here. I mean, it's so easy to do these days, especially with these powerful smartphones. And I'm going to be talking about this in our podcast nonstop. So it's in your palm of your hand, most likely right now. It's the first thing you touch when you wake up, and it produces some of the highest quality video and audio we've ever seen. In fact, I'm making it a point to do everything that I do in my real estate business with just my phone. So there's no excuses. We're eliminating excuses for the community we're growing here, for the audience we're building here, for everyone involved. We want to just make it so easy for you to feel comfortable enough to just pick up your phone and start recording about whatever it is you're doing in your real estate business and how you can start serving your dream client by creating video. Because in our opinion, video is definitely the most powerful form of media when it comes to attracting attention and keeping that attention. And in today's day of marketing, our attention span as human beings with all of the social media platforms out there, all of the notifications, all of the applications, everything that are on these powerful phones, it's hard to gain attention, or at least it's a challenge to gain attention. But if you're putting out consistent content for your ideal client, when they go to search for what they're looking for, the type of home they're looking for, that area, whatever niche it is that you decided, those specific people will find you. Like, they will be attracted to you because through your keywords, through the topics that you choose, when people search, you're going to start to show up. And when you post on timelines, the algorithms are going to start to go to work in your favor to find those people, or to allow those people that are looking for the answers that you're providing in those videos to find you. It is such a powerful time that we're living in right now for the individual who didn't have the ability to publish 100 years ago or even 50 years ago like we do today and get syndicated across the entire internet to be able to reach people on the other side of the planet within seconds of publishing your post and publishing your message. It's just, it's something I'm so passionate about because I know it's such a huge opportunity for every single real estate agent, loan officer out there, escrow officer and title reps, you guys, settlement reps in the states where there's lawyer closings. This podcast is for you because you're going to learn things on here that you'll be able to share with your colleagues. You'll be able to share with your realtor partners. And this is specifically for real estate agents who are looking to get an edge. And some of you guys out there might be crushing it a lot more than me. I'm only selling 35 to 40 houses a year, doing about $8 million in production consistently. But the only strategy that I've used is video, is social media, and basically just documenting my journey, trying to educate my ideal client and really touching my sphere with all my posts through connecting with them on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. And just, you know, this is what I'm about. So I represent it. I don't go too hard to where every single post is real estate, but you know, I have my family, I have my personal hobbies, I have my personal interests and my opinions that I share. But every few posts, it's something about real estate. And a lot of times it's not, it's just educating. You know, it's bringing value and it's showing people what I'm doing. Like, this is my life. So I have no quarrels or reserves about just sharing what I'm doing. I don't really care what other people think as far as, you know, any negativity that could arise or any negative thoughts that could arise in the minds of the people who see my posts. Like, oh, this guy posts too much real estate. Okay, well, this is part of my life. I'm not like asking for business every time I'm posting. And our philosophy and strategies, they gear people towards the things we teach is like, you don't want to just be posting commercialized posts where you're asking for business. Like, all I do is really just document my journey by showing people, hey, this is what I'm doing today, or this is what I did today in my real estate business. And a lot of times it involves video, and a lot of times it's on Instagram stories or Snapchat. And we'll do video posts on the regular Instagram posts as well. We'll do regular video on Facebook. And it's really a matter of just pulling out my phone and posting it. And it's simple and it's done and you forget it. But it's so powerful because once you've done that work, and it's really not even work. I say it's work, but you have to take some effort to pull out your camera on your phone, like open up the app. It could be a struggle sometimes for some people. And it's not a physical struggle. It's a mental struggle. Like, what do I say? Or, you know, if I don't say it the right way and I post it, people will think certain things I don't want them to think of me. Like, get over that. It doesn't matter what they think. This is your life. This is what you're doing in your business. And by sharing it, you're showing people that this is something that you care about. This is something that you're passionate about. And they'll start to gain trust with your ability in your profession as a realtor, as a real estate agent, as a loan professional. They will start to look at you as an authority. Like, you're not directly asking them for business, but you're showing them that you're active in your business. And that is the most powerful thing. And you do that through video, through the digital you. And we always say this, the most powerful piece of technology in your real estate business is the digital you, because guess what? You start to show up in those videos over and over again. And 2 years from now, those same videos can be viewed by people who are coming and looking, or people who have heard about you and they're like considering calling you to even interview you to do business with you because you were referred to them by some friend somewhere who closed a deal with you years ago, possibly. This is how it happens. And no matter what, your name gets given to someone, they're Googling you. And when they Google your name, what shows up is going to determine whether they end up calling you and consulting with you and considering working with you and ultimately becoming a client. That's where your job comes in as a salesperson to make that happen. This podcast is mainly directed towards the marketing and lead generation funnels and how we use video along the entire way to educate and leverage ourselves in a digital format. So what we're going to be talking about today is, you know, how you want to build that trust with your dream clients and some of the ideas that you might want to utilize when you're creating these videos. Step one, the rule of thumb is this for me. I wake up in the morning, I look at my calendar again. I usually looked at it the night before. We start to execute on that calendar, right? During the day when we're executing on that calendar, the tasks that are in that calendar, you know, now it's become such a habit where I don't even think about it, but I'm pulling out my phone, and if there's something interesting happening in that activity that's been scheduled, like for instance, tomorrow we're going out to look at two luxury properties here in Las Vegas that are somewhat close to the Raider Stadium that's being built. And chances are, now this is on the calendar already for tomorrow, 1 p.m. actually. And when I'm there, I'm probably going to get there a little bit early. I'm probably going to do a few Instagram stories, just quick, like little 15-second videos showing these beautiful, luxurious homes. And just basically explaining we're out looking today with one of our clients who's relocating from out of state. We're doing our job to help them find the right home and ultimately decide on which one's going to fit their lifestyle best. You know, might tell a little story about how, you know, this client came about. A lot of times people want to know, well, how did this person come to you? And I'm just basically talking about what's happening in my day on my calendar. And I'm showing that through video. That's why they call it stories. And the most powerful way to connect with people is through stories. I mean, the most popular books in the world are full of parables and stories. And now we have the ability on all of these social media platforms to tell our own stories and connect with people through our stories. Stories are hands down the most powerful way to connect with people to gain know, like, and trust. KLT, it's a common phrase. A lot of agents listening to this podcast have probably heard it before. But KLT, if you haven't heard it before, you'll hear it. You want to build your know, like, and trust, and through video is one of the best ways to do that. So what are the three steps or the three stages of home ownership, right? If we're going to be experts in our business, experts as real estate agents, experts as real estate professionals and realtors, you know, creating content and educating our ideal client is what we're going to want to do. And one of the ways to draw ideas for topics is to look at the three stages of home ownership and see where you can create content and show up in each of those three stages to provide value to your dream client when they're in each of those three stages. And let me break this down for you a little bit more. What are the three stages? I'm talking about number one, what is the first stage of home ownership? It's voyeurism. This is the reason that Zillow became so popular and basically just blew up. You know, most people, they love looking at homes. They love previewing homes. We spend most of our time in our homes, so it's only natural that one of the most popular things to look at on the internet as a whole is is home, our homes and properties and estates. There's three major categories. There's food, there's beauty, and then there's real estate. You know, and luxury items like watches and fashion and stuff like when fashion kind of is in the beauty section though. But those are the three things. So you're already in a great field where most people are looking. But why did Zillow blow up? It's because voyeurism is so popular and they found a way to put all of the data together and give all of this powerful information, which before the internet, you know, realtors and the real estate profession as a whole basically had a stronghold on all that information and all that data. And if you wanted to learn about different properties, you had to go to a realtor or real estate agent. And now all of that information is basically wide open to the consumer through all of these different search portals like Zillow, like Realtor.com, like Trulia, like Redfin. The list goes on and on. There are thousands and thousands of websites that are search portals now for homes because we all know that people just love looking at homes. Okay, so one of the ways that you can start to serve your ideal client or your dream client is to capture video content that revolves around voyeurism. And most of these websites that are search portals, they just have pictures for the most part, pictures of the homes. There's some that have the 3D Matterport video walkthroughs, but none of them have you walking through homes or you showing homes with video while you're narrating over them. And whatever videos that you create do that. You're satisfying one of the stages of home ownership, which is voyeurism. You're presenting it from your frame, from your point of view, and you're narrating and expanding upon what you're seeing there. So you're providing value. You're showing who you are. And you're creating your attractive character, your digital attractive character, your digital you. We'll talk more about that in this podcast too. It's a huge piece, creating your attractive character, basically. It's a concept that is found in the Russell Brunson books, Expert Secrets, .com Secrets. If you guys haven't read those, you've got to go check those out. But creating your attractive character through creating videos while satisfying one of the stages of home ownership, which is voyeurism. You can't go wrong there. So if you're going after foreclosure clients, investors who buy foreclosures, you're probably going to want to start making a lot of videos about homes that are being foreclosed on and like literally going up, showing up in front of a home that's being foreclosed on, shooting a quick video. If you can get inside, get permission from the listing agent. If it's okay to, you know, capture video content while you're on the property, most of them say yes, it's fine. And walking through and giving as much information on that video while you're showing them the condition of the home. There's so much information in video. Like visually, they get to see everything. You're giving them the access that they don't have, like you do as a realtor, and you're capturing it in a leverageable form of media so they can see it over and over again down the line. Now, maybe that home's not available when they see that video you create, you know, a year ago, but they'll look for your most recent stuff and see stuff that is recent. And even in those old videos, they'll probably pick up some nuggets of wisdom that you're dropping while you're talking and narrating, you know, the description of that video. So satisfying that stage of the home ownership process is something that you should definitely start doing. And there's so many different topics that can come from just that stage. Okay. Now the second stage of the home ownership process is called, it's a transactional stage. It is the stage that happens when someone has, you know, gone through looking at homes, researching homes, narrowed down what they're looking for. They've most likely started talking to a loan officer or, you know, a realtor, and now they're ready to do the transaction. So how can you step in, create video, and basically serve that ideal client through education? Once again, you create videos about the steps of the home buying process. Okay. What's step one? You're meeting with the realtor. What's step two? You're looking at homes and making sure you're pre-approved. What's number three? You're narrowing down your search and you finally found the right home. Now you're going to start making an offer and you're taking them through those steps, and you can break those videos up one by one. Those types of things will probably show up in your daily videos that you're creating on Instagram and Snapchat and your Facebook stories. And if you want to download those videos and repost them to your timeline or your YouTube or your other social media platforms like Twitter and Pinterest, you can do that as well. Or you can put them in your blog and start a daily blog, downloading those daily snaps and those daily Instagram stories. And when we give you guys access, we're creating a digital course for everyone. When we give you access to this digital course and it's ready to go and it's launched, you're going to see examples, because once you do Instagram stories, and you might not even know what those are yet, you will find out because you'll probably end up looking it up. But most people know what Instagram stories are. When you post those, they can stay archived. So I can go back, you know, since the beginning of Instagram stories 2 or 3 years ago when it was launched, and see all the videos I've created. And so we're going to take examples. When I talk about documenting my journey and showing people what I'm doing through my day, I'm going to have live examples for you guys when you have access to this digital course of how to utilize video and social media to leverage your business and attract your dream client and compel them to do business with you before you've ever even met them. We're going to have examples of every single stage, because I've done it so many times that we have all that content for you. And when it's ready, we'll let you guys know. Just go to socialagentsecrets.com and plug in your email address, and you'll be notified when we have more content coming out that, and our digital training courses coming out that explain the entire digital mayor, the entire process of creating a digital you and leveraging video to basically do so much business and to get so many leads that are people who want to do business with you. That's what this is all about. It's so great. I can't even explain it to you, but I'm trying to. That's why I have this podcast, right? So look, contract to close. Okay. It's a transactional stage of the home ownership process. You're going through the transaction. If it's a brand new home, you're going to talk to them about the stages of home ownership when you're building a brand new home, from the time that you're viewing the models, narrowing down the new home communities, to the time you're picking out your structural options and going to contract and picking out your lot, and then going to the design center and choosing all the finishes in the home. And then, you know, being patient while the home's being built, doing your frame walk until, you know, you get to the part where you're securing your final financing when the home is complete, you're doing your final walkthrough, and then boom, you get your keys. And we talk about that each stage of each new home deal in our snaps, in our videos. We create videos about it. We create just educational videos about each of those stages. We put them out on our YouTube channel. We put them out on LinkedIn. We put them out wherever we can because it's free right now to do that. And it's the most powerful thing in the world. You can syndicate yourself. Like, we didn't have this power. People did not have this power 50 years ago. Like, what we have right now is amazing. It's truly profound, deep power to the individual and to the real estate agent that they didn't have before. So the third step, guys, home improvement and home maintenance. If you want to create videos, and if you're going after the luxury market, there's a lot of new stuff with smart homes. And it's not even just luxury. It's just, you know, mid to high end stuff and even lower end stuff. Homes are being retrofitted and flipped with all these new technologies in them as well. Home improvement, making the home retrofitted to be a smart home. How that works. What products are the best? What products have you found are the best? What products have your clients found that are the best? You know, regular home maintenance, like, you know, cleaning services, gardening services. Who's the best in your area? You know, who do you recommend? HVAC people, plumbing people. Who are you doing interviews with and leveraging their network? These are all things that you can do to capture on video. So once that work is done, you're posting it to all of the different networks that you possibly can and organizing it in such a way that makes it easily accessible. And over time, all of that comes through refinement. And the best thing that you can possibly do is not worry about the details, but just pick a topic, take out your phone, and start recording. If you want to be in an environment that is conducive to your topic, is related to your topic, go to that environment. If you're interviewing a plumber, go to their place of work, you know? And there's a lot of editing tools out there that are on your phone, on my phone, that help you just capture video with your regular camera app and mix them up in a way that is attractive and attention-grabbing on applications on your right on your phone. You don't even need a computer anymore to get this stuff done, and it's still really good quality. Now, it's not cinema quality, but cinema quality isn't relatable to your ideal client. They want to see you, the real you. They all have a phone. They all know that they can pull out their phone and record stuff when they want to. They know how easy that is. It's just like them. They could do it. So they don't really, I mean, most people don't want to see a huge, professionalized looking production anyway. So, you know, the connotation that creating video is hard is prevalent in the minds of all of us because we just grew up because it wasn't easy as it is right now. Like, we know how easy it is, but I think we still have this mental block like creating video is hard. It's not hard anymore, guys. You know this. Like, that mental block is still there because a lot of us grew up in an age where you had to go get the RCA digital camera, put tapes in it, and then transfer it to VHS. And I might have lost some of you guys, some of the millennials out there. I'm actually a millennial, but I'm like the first year, second year of when millennialism started, if that's a phrase. But yeah, I was around during VHSs. I wasn't around during A-tracks, so I'm not that old. And I'm not saying you're old if you were around A-tracks, but you're old. And so what I'm saying is it was a little more difficult. You had to jump through more hoops to create video back then. Like, you don't have to do that anymore. I recommend in the storage of the video and transferring the video and rendering the video is the most difficult thing. Now all you need, to be honest with you, I recommend just an iPhone X. Like the iPhone X that came out a year ago. It is so powerful. Try to get the one with the most memory. It is a little bit on the pricey side, like closer to $1,000, but I am telling you, that is all you need. Pretty much all my video is captured with my iPhone. And the quality is just, it's just so crispy, like HD 4K quality on these phones. And when you get the higher storage, you don't run out. So you don't have to worry about, you know, emptying your phone so you can create more space, so you can create more videos. There's just so much storage. I have, I think, over 1,500 videos on my iPhone X, and it's not even halfway through. And it's not just videos. I have audio. I'm recording this podcast on my iPhone. Like, I'm really making it a point. I'm sure it could be a little bit better quality if I had an actual podcasting mic, which I could probably get for like $60 on Amazon. And I might end up doing that. But for now, I'm trying to do everything in my real estate business on my phone. And for the most part, I have for the 5 years I've been operating. I'm talking about even writing contracts. Just everything I need to be able to do from my phone. I don't ever want a client to wait. So everything needs to be done on my phone, on the go. I want the ability to be able to do that. And so finding out how to organize my apps in a way and use cloud services in a way that allows me to basically do anything I need to do on demand is what I want to be able to do with my phone, and capturing content and for marketing purposes and attracting my dream client, ideal client purposes is no different. And some people ask, well, you know, you've got these cool video intros. Like, how do you do that? Like, I'm not a video editor by trade. I've never had formal training in that. In our digital course, if you go to socialagentsecrets.com and just sign up, we're going to be explaining all of the little tricks and tools, and even on this podcast in future episodes, of how to get little things like that done to where you can easily still get those on your phone. And most of it's through outsourcing, like Fiverr.com. you know, you can get the most amazing stuff done these days for like $25. It's amazing. Like, the internet is truly amazing, and it's no different for you as a real estate agent. It's needed for you. Okay. So, I can't wait to share all this information with you guys. It's just, everything has been up in my head for the past 5 years. I've been wanting to do this for so long, just share everything that I know, because I know it's going to make me better. I know it's going to touch some people's lives and make them better and make them launch their real estate career or amplify and bring, you know, even more energy and education and attraction to their real estate business. Maybe you're stuck at 35 deals and you want to grow your team. This could be the avenue. This could be the method. And we're constantly adding things that are helping us grow and bring in more business. And more importantly, one way that we all know that we can give ourselves a raise as real estate agents, especially with commissions being somewhat threatened right now. You know, we're starting to see a lot of 2.5%, and it could just be, the market, but it's also some of the technologies and disruptions taking place that might be causing this to happen. The best way to give yourself a raise is to move up in price point. And when I tell you that you can build trust with your dream clients before you ever meet them, I'm telling you, you get to choose who you want to work with. You get to decide and pick your ideal client. And we're going to have exercises in our courses. We're going to have exercises in some of our free giveaways. We're going to have a 30-day challenge coming up for people to just take action. Last thing I want to do is sell somebody a digital course and they just put it in the virtual shelf and get to it whenever they think about it, which would be never. The last thing I want to do is sell somebody on something and then not take action and actually work for them. Like, I'm all about changing lives and helping people hit their goals through creating a digital you. And I know this stuff works because it's worked for me. So that's exactly what we intend to do. You can choose your ideal client. And if that means you want to move up in price range, then guess what? You get to do that. And it's really as simple as creating content revolving around homes and those higher price point categories and what the differences are, what they entail. For the most part, believe it or not, from what I'm finding, it's not really any different than a $200,000 home. Some of the finishes and architectural styles you need to get a little more educated on, but it's fun to research that stuff and get to know about it and learn it and then start creating content about it and start making videos about it so you can start educating your ideal client. If your ideal client is working in that higher price point, then you're creating content revolving around that. You're educating yourself. You're becoming more of an expert and you're providing value to your ideal client. It is a win-win. It's perfect. And so what we want to do is help people do that through our training courses and through this podcast and through our other digital assets. It's time, guys. It's time to just wake up. You already know the technology is here. Now we're just going to show you how to use those tools in an effective way to start attracting those dream clients that you want to work with on a consistent basis and allow you to pick and choose who you want to work with. Those people who are the most motivated, who are qualified, who are ready to go now will start showing up in your life if you start doing the work now. Okay? This is not some marketer just trying to sell you a pipe dream and they've never even sold real estate before. I hate that. I don't even like using that word, but I don't like when I see that. Like, I get pitched all the time, and I'm sure you're, as a real estate agent, you get pitched all the time. Cold calls from people, Facebook ads, you see stuff in Messenger all the time, probably, of people just promising you the world on how to close 20 more deals this year, close 100 more deals this year, or whatever, with the newest shiny object, the newest thing. And I look these people up and they don't even sell real estate and they've never even done it before. And I'm like, how are you teaching people to do this and you've never done it before? I'm actually somebody who has done it. This actually has worked for me. The proof is in the pudding, which is why I'm so passionate about this, because I know it worked for me and I know it'll work for you. And I know the biggest thing standing in your way most likely is the thoughts that are going on in your head. And we're going to help you work past that and our challenges. We're going to help you take small, consistent steps of action every single day in our challenges to help you work past that. Get your digital assets out there and start attracting your dream clients so you can be happier and look forward to working every single day, waking up every single day, working with the people you enjoy working with most, who actually value you and want to work with you and want to find success with you and hit their real estate goals with you. And there's just more gratification all the way around when it happens this way. There's nothing wrong with chasing your clients and chasing your dream clients and going after the dream clients on the phones with the FSBOs and expireds and the circle prospecting and the open houses and the just listed calls. All that stuff works. You want to hit the phone every single day? Go right ahead. Be my guest. Carve out a little bit of time, because that stuff works. All the top producers do that. It still works. That's not changing. It's still going to work, right? But if you want to add to that, if you want to start, you know, building something that attracts people to you and make that friction go away from the lead gen process, or at least, you know, make business coming to you even easier, even more fruitful. This concept of digital marketing is gonna revolutionize your real estate business. And I know if you're listening to this, you're probably in agreement with me, but there's really two types of people in the real estate industry. Those who think just the old school principles of, you know, Glengarry Glen Ross, hit the phone and until you just force business is the only way. And I'm telling you on this podcast, that way works. But it is not the only way. And there is useful things that you can be doing to help you start to build leverage in your business. What if one day, you know, you want a little bit more free time from 9 to 11 in the morning, and you have business coming in to where you're justified with not having to do those calls? I know there's some coaches out there that are just going to not like me saying this, but what if there was a day where that was possible and you were still getting business coming in? You were still getting $600,000 to $1.5 million pieces of business coming in of qualified buyers who actually know who you are already and want to work with you, and you're pretty much hired before you even meet them. What if that was a possibility too, in addition to the traditional methods of prospecting, cold calling, and generating business? What if? Wouldn't that be amazing? And that's all we're talking about on this podcast. So I hope that you're enjoying what you're hearing. Just to recap for you guys, what we talked about today is how to build trust with your dream clients before you ever meet them. Okay. And we talked about different ways that you can do that through video, through leveraging video on multiple platforms. The three biggest platforms I recommend you spending your most time is, number one, Facebook. On your Facebook page, you need to create a Facebook business page if you haven't already. YouTube. This is a great one for voyeurism and the three stages of the home ownership process. Okay, the three stages of home ownership. Number one, voyeurism. Number two, contract to close or the transaction. And number three, home improvement and home maintenance. Start making videos on each of those topics for both buyers and sellers, or for expireds, or for FSBOs, or for divorce, or for probate, or for absentee owners, or whatever neighborhood you want to be the digital mayor in. There's so many different ways to generate business in real estate. All you have to do is start creating videos around the topics of each of those different subjects and niches, and putting it out there and posting and publishing on a consistent, if you can, daily basis, or even multiple times a day, or even just a few times a week, but consistently. You're going to start to see results. You're going to start seeing the comments, and the people you should pay attention to most are the ones who are liking your videos, the ones who are commenting on your videos. And on YouTube, the ones who are liking and commenting are the ones that you need to be reaching out to, and you want to start to nurture in, and you want to start putting them in your funnel. And our training courses are going to talk about how to do all of this. Okay. Through education, you build trust. And through education, you learn more and become an expert while providing value at the same time, while you're capturing it with video. These are all things that I know are going to be helpful for you. I know that if you start to implement this stuff, it's going to work. go ahead and find us on Facebook. Like our page, facebook.com/socialagentsecrets. You can find us on Instagram. The handle is @socialagentsecrets. Connect with us. Join the community. Join our group, Social Agent Secrets Group on Facebook. Start to collaborate with us. Okay? Start to share your ideas. Start to share the videos that you're posting. Let's start to help each other and build this community and, you know, really start to implement these social agent secrets to build a quality digital you. Build an attractive character in the form of a digital you. My name is Danny Fee. I hope that you found this content valuable. Let's get connected. Let's make it happen. And let's start using the power of video to grow our real estate businesses 2019 and on into the future. We'll see you on the next podcast. We should have the website up soon. Right now, it's going to be the most basic version, but go to socialagentsecrets.com and go ahead and just put your email address in there, and we'll notify you whenever there's a new podcast, a new pop-up training that comes out, any valuable information that is going to help you close more deals and start attracting business of motivated and qualified buyers and sellers your way. We're going to be sharing content with you on how to do that. We will see you on the next podcast.